What if everything you thought defined human progress, cities, empires, trade routes, even the languages you speak, was actually built on the back of a single animal? For 5,500 years, horses weren't just transportation. They were the engine of civilization itself, reshaping warfare, agriculture, commerce, and culture in ways so profound we still measure mechanical power in horsepower. This partnership began with a daring leap on the windswept steppes of Eurasia, when some brave soul first climbed onto a wild horse's back and forged what historians call the Centaurian Pact, a fusion of human intellect and equine power that would carry our species from scattered tribes to global empires. Though relegated to racetracks and riding schools today, horses were as essential to daily life a century ago as smartphones are now. Their story is our story, and understanding it reveals just how much of our world was literally carried into existence on four hooves. Horses didn't start as majestic creatures built for speed. 57 million years ago, their fox-sized ancestor, Hyracotherium, scurried through North American forests on multiple toes. What transformed them was grass, specifically the planet's shift from jungle to grassland, covering 30% of Earth's surface. Grass developed brutal defenses, silica-hardened edges, tough cell walls, and minimal nutrition. Horses countered with massive grinding molars that never stopped growing, eyes providing nearly 360-degree vision while grazing, and efficient hindgut fermentation allowing them to eat and run. Their middle toe expanded into a single spring-like hoof while other toes vanished, creating the perfect flight machine. Around 12,000 years ago, horses nearly disappeared, leaving only scattered populations in the Eurasian steppe, that 5,600-mile grassland corridor stretching from Hungary to Manchuria. When humans domesticated these steppe horses around 3500 BCE, they weren't just taming an animal, they were rescuing a species from oblivion while revolutionizing civilization. Recent DNA analysis reveals every modern horse traces back to these steppe ancestors. Early breeders selected for docility, stress tolerance, and stronger spines. Within 500 years, these superior domesticates replaced all other horse populations across Eurasia. Indo-European horsemen dominated from the Atlantic to Western China, their DNA comprising 40 to 50% of Europe's genetic makeup. In India, 60 to 90% of men today carry their patrilineal markers. The horse hadn't just changed transportation, it had rewritten human genetics, language, and social structure across two continents. Chariots dominated battlefields for a millennium before cavalry replaced them around 900 BCE, revolutionizing warfare in ways still visible today. We drive on the right and mount horses from the left. Originating on the Russian steppe around 2000 BCE, chariots combined speed with composite bows, killing at 300 yards. The Hyksos introduced this technology invading Egypt in 1675 BCE, forever changing the civilization. The Assyrians perfected cavalry, fighting 108 wars between 900-640 BCE and building history's first empire through mounted warfare and systematic terror. The Scythians refined tactics further, inventing structured saddles enabling the legendary Parthian shot, firing arrows backward at full gallop, and wedge formations concentrating striking power. Alexander the Great used perfectly timed cavalry charges to defeat armies twice his size, exploiting a center gap at Gaugamela in 331 BCE with a massive wedge that sent King Darius fleeing. From Tours to Hastings, mounted warriors decided civilization's fates. The horse had become the ultimate weapon of empire. While horses conquered battlefields, they quietly revolutionized agriculture and commerce. The Chinese breast strap harness and horse collar allowed horses to push with their shoulders rather than choke against their necks, increasing pulling power fivefold. Combined with iron horseshoes and the moldboard plow, these innovations transformed European agriculture between the 7th to 9th centuries. One horse could do the work of two oxen while working longer hours and moving faster. This efficiency unlocked previously uncultivable heavy soils and enabled three-field crop rotation, increasing productivity by one-third. England's population tripled from 2 million in 1086 to 5.5 million by 1300, while London expanded from 10,000 to 80,000 inhabitants. Agricultural surplus fueled urban growth and economic specialization. Blacksmiths, farriers, bankers, and accountants formed new trades as Gothic cathedrals rose as monuments to prosperity. By the late 13th century, horses accounted for 75% of English hauling. This horse-powered revolution transformed Europe from a global backwater to rival Asia and the Middle East. The growth ended catastrophically with the Great Famine of 1315-1317 and the Black Death, delivered, ironically, by Mongol hordes on horseback. When Columbus's second expedition arrived in Hispaniola in November 1493 with 25 horses, these animals pressed hoofprints into their ancestral homeland for the first time in 10 millennia. This return initiated the Columbian Exchange, integrating humanity globally while unleashing devastating consequences. European diseases reduced indigenous populations from 100 million to just 5 million by 1750. As indigenous laborers vanished, 12 to 15 million African slaves were imported, with Portuguese traders sometimes exchanging one horse for 6 to 20 human lives. But beyond germs, guns, and steel, horses proved the conquistadors' most devastating weapon. Indigenous peoples experiencing centaur shock had never seen such massive animals controlled by humans. Spaniards exploited this terror, decorating mounts with bells and armor while spreading rumors that horses ate humans. When Hernan Cortes landed in Mexico in March 1519 with 16 horses, every horse was documented. They were that valuable. For his final assault on Tenochtitlan, Cortes assembled 900 Spaniards, 86 horses, and 75,000 indigenous allies. After a three-month siege, the city fell on August 13, 1521, the feast day of Saint Hippolytus, patron saint of horses. Despite Spanish prohibitions, horses multiplied exponentially. The Comanche acquired horses in the 1680s and rapidly transformed into the dominant power of the southern plains, creating Comancheria, an empire stretching across Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and northern Mexico. But the Cheyenne creator deity Maheo had warned, "If you have horses, everything will be changed for you forever." That warning proved prophetic. Horses upended grassland ecologies, contributing to bison collapse while creating rigid social hierarchies based on horse ownership. Worse, horses accelerated disease transmission. The Comanche lost half their population to smallpox between 1779 to 1772. The Great Plains epidemic of 1836 to 1840 killed up to 35,000 indigenous people. Strategic bison slaughter and systematic impounding of indigenous horse herds devastated native populations. The Comanche plummeted from 40,000 in the 1770s to fewer than 5,000 before the Civil War. The horse had given indigenous peoples unprecedented power, then sealed their fate. Between 1870 and 1900, America's urban horse population quadrupled, while human population merely doubled. By 1915, 25 million horses and 5.5 million mules consumed roughly 30% of the country's crop area, supporting entire industries, blacksmiths, farriers, wheelwrights, tanners, breeders, veterinarians. But success bred crisis. During spring thaws, streets became thick sludges of manure and urine. In Rochester, 15,000 horses produced enough annual manure to create a pile 175 feet high on an acre, breeding 16 billion disease-spreading flies. Dead horses littered cities, 15,000 annually removed from New York alone. The 1898 International Urban Planning Conference focused entirely on horses and manure, but adjourned after 3 days without solutions. Henry Ford's 1908 Model T transformed everything. By 1920, Ford produced 2 million cars annually, while horse-drawn vehicle manufacturers declined from 13,800 to just 90. His 1917 Ford Zinn tractor displaced 4 horses each, freeing 88 million American acres for human food. World War I marked both the pinnacle and end for horses. Despite myths about Nazi Germany's mechanized blitzkrieg, Hitler's military was predominantly horse-drawn, 2.7 million horses with 1.7 million casualties. Meanwhile, American factories produced 2.3 million transport vehicles. Stalin acknowledged at Taharn, "This is a war of engines and octanes. The age of horsepower had yielded to engines." From 130 to 150 million horses in 1920, roughly 58 million exist today, the ninth most abundant mammal on Earth. Wild Horse Annie's campaign led to the 1971 Wild Free Roaming Horses and Burros Act, protecting wild horses as living symbols of the historic and pioneer spirit of the West. This protection creates challenges. Herds increase 15 to 20% annually, costing $91 million in 2020 for management. Przewalski's horses show conservation success. From just 31 captive individuals after World War II, breeding programs restored them to the wild. America's 7.25 million horses generate $122 billion annually, supporting 1.74 million jobs as companions, therapy partners, and working animals. For 5,500 years, horses dominated civilization, transforming transportation, trade, agriculture, and warfare. They reconfigured our genome and languages, revolutionized societies, and built empires. We still live among galloping shadows of a horse-built world, one that measured progress in hoofbeats before horsepower. The Centurion Pact from the steppes continues today, reinvented but unbroken. The most transformative partnerships recognize that progress isn't about dominance, it's about connection, trust, and willingness to carry each other forward.